Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Set up this extra point.
It's time for the extra point with Mully and Haw on 670 The Score.
What is the biggest NFL game of the weekend, and how will we feel when Mully returns on Monday and we take a look at the NFC North standings?
Well, I think that it's a good way to look ahead now, so you can start to ponder some of these bets you're going to place, because you're going to Vegas, right?
No, I'm not going to Vegas.
I think when you look at Week 7, it's very intriguing because you've got the game of, I think, the week in the NFC North. You've got the Lions going to Minnesota to play the Vikings. And I think the Vikings are unbeaten, but I don't know that they're going to stay unbeaten. Lions, even without Aiden Hutchinson, they have begun to play at a level that I think is difficult to match, especially offensively. They're doing things offensively that just make you say, wow. You watch them with a smile, and Ben Johnson keeps getting smarter every Sunday. I think they go into Minnesota and they win, and the Vikings come back to earth a little bit, and that begins the process where maybe by the time the Bears see the Vikings look a little different. I think the Vikings are the team to watch in terms of coming back down. Maybe the Sam Darnold phase is over. Maybe that's all wishful thinking here in Chicago. Don't know, but I think the Lions win that game. And the Packers, look at the Packers, because they got the Texans coming to town. C.J. Stroud and company go into Lambeau, and they travel well. Their edge rushers travel well. That's going to be difficult for the Flower and Jordan Love. I don't know if the Packers can beat the Texans, even at home. So we could be looking at the Bears gaining ground in the division without moving a finger, without doing anything except for watching everyone else play. Also, a couple other good games. Boy, the Chiefs and 49ers. That looks like fun. Super Bowl rematch. And, of course, will Russ start over Justin Fields?
Looks like it.
Will Aaron Rodgers find Davante Adams? Jet Steelers is going to be must-see TV. Good weekend of games.
This sets up absolutely perfectly for the Bears. They go into their bye with a win despite injuries. So hopefully after the long trip back home, they all catch a break, get their mind and their bodies right. So you've got a game in the noon window, and it's Detroit and Minnesota. The DVR is going to be fired up in case there's any honeydews on the list. And then you get a Super Bowl rematch, Chiefs 49ers in the 3:25 window. And then in the evening, I hate Sunday night football, but I'll stay up for as long as I possibly can. Jets, Steelers. I mean, it's a great day of football.
Yeah, I you know, what's funny is I think of it a little differently. I think the Packers are going to win at home against the Houston Texans, because I think Green Bay is coming around. The quarterback now has some games under his belt. He's playing better. And I think that they'll take care of business at home. I also think that the Vikings have a real good situation with the Lions coming in. I think that the Vikings, with Brian Flores as the defensive coordinator, are going to be okay against that offense. And I am fascinated to see how damaged they are without Hutchinson, how that impacts them, if that impacts them. I think the Vikings could win that game. And I will be really curious to see if the Lions start to take a step back, because their defense isn't as good as you thought it was going to be. I always felt like Hutchinson, you know, a guy's a defensive player of the year candidate, and he's their pass rusher. I'm not sure they're going to get a lot of pass rush without him. I'm not sure they're going to be as good without him. I'm very curious to see how that works out. The quarterback's fine, right? They said that he's playing and there's no problem. Sam Darnold, they were worried about him. But I feel like maybe the coming, getting back and being able to win without their guy might be a problem. He's a really good player.
So you think it could be a bad weekend for the Bears if the Lions, if the Vikings go 6-0 and the Packers beat the Texans? I guess you flip the script and they are watching and probably not liking that, because that means the division is probably even better than we're saying right now.
I think the division might be better than we realize.
Interesting.
I think the Vikings, they've got a lot, and they it's almost like they have two different fiefdoms. They got a really good offensive coach and his group, and they got Brian Flores doing his thing. I think they're good, man. I really do. And I think that, you know, what they did is they replaced players pretty effortlessly, and it looks pretty good from what I've seen.
I think I still have doubts about Darnold.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's fair. Probably not based on his performance through five games, but I still have doubts about him, and I expect them to be the team that probably encounters more struggle down the road.
Yeah, and if he doesn't, they got a real problem in the division, right?
Yes, they
I'm
do.
I'm just saying.
Yes, they do. Then the Bears have probably a
that's
good...
That's what I mean.
Could have a winning record and end up in fourth place.
Jeez. All right, we got your calls next. 312-644-6767. Where are you at, Sox fans? What do you think of this this rumor? Is there any meat on that bone? Do you look at it and you wonder if it's real, or do you say to yourself, hey, this is going to change. Things are changing.
And was anybody at the United Center last night and saw Lonzo Ball up close and personal? What'd you think?
Did he say anything to you? No.
Sure. Did you see LeVar anywhere?
He said something to you.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.